Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we're in the second month of the new year, 2016, as we look at 16, how is it shaping up to be different than, for cattle producers anyway, the trading year of 2015?
Well, I think, we've turned the corner. The big change here, of course, is that we will begin to see beef production grow in 2016. Slaughter will be up, and add that on top of the increased carcass weights we've had the last couple of years, we'll begin to see for the first time in a long time an increase in beef production. So we really, we've turned the corner here into a different market environment where we know we're going to see more supply pressure build as we go forward. It begins pretty modestly. It'll be in the second half of 2016 when we start to see some of that, and we'll see more in 2017 and 2018. So it's not a major amount of pressure. We've already made the big adjustment to kind of where we need to be for 2016 in terms of price levels, but there will be that growing pressure as we go forward.
You know, Daryl, right at the front end of the year, we had a dramatic move upward on our wholesale box beef trade. We've pulled back on those prices a little bit since that time and bouncing around quite a bit. Where do you see beef prices at the wholesale level here in 2016?
On the beef side, again, with growing supplies, that's going to increase per capita consumptions of beef. And so, we've had very strong beef demand with limited supplies. We pushed beef to record high prices, far above levels we really thought we could. That'll change. Now the demand question going forward will be, can we attract back the people who got priced out of the market as we increase supplies? And again, that won't happen real dramatically in 2016, but it starts in 2016 and goes on into the next couple of years. If you look at the other meats, 2015 actually had large meat supplies. We had lots of pork on the market. We're still working through the end of that here in 2016, but we'll see less of that in the second half of the year. On the poultry side, of course, avian influenza closed a lot of export markets last year, and that meant we had a lot of larger domestic supply of broiler production. Production will be up for both pork and poultry modestly in 2016, but when you adjust for the trade impacts and the other factors, overall, we'll see a modest increase in per capita meat supplies in total, and more of it for the first time in several years will be coming from beef rather than pork and poultry.
So domestic beef production likely be up here in 2016 compared to 2015. It does look like at the same time, though, beef imports, which have been up in 2014 and 2015 because of tight U.S. supplies, likely to moderate. In particular, the folks down under are really tight on available cattle.
And Australia in particular just doesn't have enough cattle to keep sending the amount of meat out that they have been the last couple of years.
Closer to home, one of the important parts, of course, of Oklahoma's cattle industry, the stocker business, running cattle on wheat pasture. And here in the winter time of 2015-16, it looks like it's been a banner year.
This winter has been a nice surprise relative to the last few years. We've had good wheat pasture conditions. Struggled a little bit last fall to get it started, but once we got there, we've got lots of wheat now. We've got quite a few cattle out on wheat. We're at the time of the year for dual-purpose wheat that you will intend to harvest the grain crop off of. Cattle will be coming off of that wheat. In southern Oklahoma, we're at the point of first hollow stem now for the wheat plants. It'll be in the northern half of the state here in the next week or two, probably. And so those cattle need to move. On the other hand, if we're grazing it out, we're actually looking at loading up those pastures in some sense because the carrying capacity obviously goes up when that wheat really takes off at this time of the year. So there's some additional demand for folks that are grazing out wheat. Low wheat prices is going to mean that some folks may choose to graze out wheat rather than try to harvest the grain crop.
OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.